Sorry for 5 minutes delay, but it's always like that with the presentations and the devices. So thank you all for coming here, and I really appreciate your time and interest of my speech. At the beginning, let me introduce myself. My name is Tomasz Olszak, and I'm Qt, Tizen, and open source enthusiast. I hardly believe that in my speech I will show you that Qt and Tizen can do more together, and I will encourage you to use Tizen, Qt in Tizen-related projects and applications. I plan 10 minutes window for questions and answers, but if you like, don't hesitate, just ask me questions. So why Qt and Tizen? Why the idea, you will ask me? The story is rather short. In 2012, I took up some personal decisions and came back to full-time software development after a few years of project management activities. That was the time when I met Jarosław Staniek. He's a KDE maintainer, or he's maintainer of a KDE office suite called Calligra. He inspired me to join the open source community. A few months later, Tizen 2.0 was released together with Tizen SDK and Tizen Emulator. I read a lot about the system, I downloaded, installed it, and tried it out, and it was very interesting for me. And one day while I was jogging, I came up with an idea to port Qt to Tizen Emulator. I had ported Qt to set-top box platforms before, and I thought it shouldn't be such hard to repeat those steps for Tizen Emulator. I shared the idea with Jarosław, and he encouraged me to do so. And when the job had been completed, we decided to found the Qt for Tizen project. The goal of the project is to bring Qt to Tizen ecosystem for third parties, Tizen developers, and Tizen project founders. So why Tizen? Why I'm interested in Tizen? In a few words, Tizen is open source system. It's based on open source libraries. What is interesting, these libraries are very often with most up-to-date versions, with most recent versions. Tizen has open governance model. Some open source projects has that model, for example, Qt, but the model it is in Tizen is adopted to whole operation system. Tizen consists of different profiles, for example, AVI, mobile, wearable, soon TV. The profiles shares the same code base. So they can share security. There are ongoing works to enhance Tizen with security, and in my opinion, the security will be better than in other competitive platforms. Tizen is web-enabled system. Has very rich support for web technologies. It is also very interesting. So, next question, why Qt? You know I'm interested in Tizen, but why Qt? Could I ask you, how many of you have heard about Qt? Could you please raise your hand? Almost everyone. And could I ask you, how many of you ever used Qt, write application using Qt? I think it's about half of the audience. So not bad. So you know what I am talking about. You know the Qt developer experience and the results that Qt gives to the end users. So Qt has open governance model. You can join Qt and develop Qt from the outside companies that have rights to Qt. Also, Qt is C++ framework. But at the same time, it's very flexible. It contains scripting engines, it contains web bindings, and so on. Qt community is very inclusive and supporting. Every people involved in Qt development, every developer who adds features to Qt, have always performance in mind. So that's why every next Qt version don't provide regressions. You can count on it. You can update the Qt and use it in your applications. Qt provides very rich set of graphic user interface components. There is set for desktop development called Qt widgets, but also since Qt 5.0 we have Qt Quick 2.0 module. It's module for mainly for mobile development, mainly for touch screens, to develop pixel perfect applications. The module is based on OpenGL, so it is accelerated. Your application is accelerated when you use Qt Quick. Qt also has many convenience modules. Let's name one, Qt Multimedia. And the module makes possible to handle multimedia content. So on the one hand, we have Qt. On the other hand, we have Tizen. Why I want to join these two worlds together? So Tizen consists of different profiles. Those profiles use different subsets of libraries and applications. That is why they differ. And Qt, in my opinion, complements Tizen profiles and Tizen ecosystem. Qt is the only C++ framework available for all Tizen profiles now. It is available under open source license, and that's why it was easy to adapt Qt to Tizen. This is the bigger picture, but let's see about Qt and Tizen from different perspective. Let's look at it from manager point of view. One of the important technology aspects which is considered while you are choosing the technology to create application or library is the availability of experienced developers. Latest research showed that there are 500,000 Qt developers around the world. So when you choose Qt, you can focus on the schedule, you can focus on many things besides insufficient workforce and recruitment process. From developer perspective, when you use Qt, when you choose Qt, you can focus on fulfilling requirements, on the exact results, not struggling with the framework, not struggling with the insufficient documentation, not struggling with the fact that framework behaves different than it was described in the documentation. I hardly believe that Qt and Tizen together can do more. Together can bring more beautiful results to the end user. And we all know that it is all about end user and for end user. In a few words, you can say that Qt brings game development experience to the application development level. And also, Qt gives a chance to address new goals which were not considered before because of technology limitations. Now I would like to briefly answer a few questions. I got many emails from you and many of you asked some questions. I tried to gather them and answer here in a few slides. So first, recent Qt history from Tizen perspective. So in 2008, Nokia bought Qt. In 2009, It is very important. Qt was released under open source license, and since then it is available under open source license for commercial projects. In 2011, Qt project under open governance started. Personally, I see that Tizen open governance model has very similarities to Qt's one. In 2012, DJI bought Qt trademark, bought Qt logo, and that was the time when Nokia lost any rights to Qt. In December 2012, long-awaited Qt 5.0 was released, together with, mentioned before, Qt Quick 2.0 module. And 2 weeks ago, Qt 5.3 was released, and I believe the most important thing was the introduction of Windows Phone support. Why Qt is cross-platform, and why someone call Qt multi-platform? Because it runs on many platforms. We can divide the supported platforms set into two subsets, the commercially supported platforms and community supported. Commercially supported platforms are desktop platforms like Windows, Linux, macOS, the embedded platforms like Android, Linux embedded, Windows QNX, VxWorks, and Integrity. Also, last year's effort is directed to bring Qt to all mobile platforms. And that's how we can use Qt on Android, iOS, Windows Phone, as I mentioned before. But also, there are platforms which are based on Qt. The whole application frameworks are based on Qt. They are BlackBerry with their BB10 platform and recently released Sailfish OS on Yola phones. Let's name a few community ports, community supported platforms. So there are some of them are very exotic, like Amazon Kindle DX or Haiku or Amiga OS. But we need to have in mind Ubuntu Phone, WebOS, OpenSolaris, and of course Tizen. What about Qt's licensing model? We can split the Qt licensing model into two different models. One is open source model and one is commercial one. Commercial one is provided by DJI and it's called Qt Enterprise or Qt Mobile. But if you want to know more, just go to and visit DJI website. Everything is described there. I will focus on open source license. Qt is available under LGPL 2.1 license and GPL 3.0. And one very important fact regarding Qt and open source licenses is that KDE, K Development Environment, as you may know, is fully developed using Qt. And that's why in 1998, KDE and Trolltech, the company behind creation of Qt, signed an agreement and founded KDE Free Qt Foundation. The agreement was updated in Nokia times, in DJI times, and currently it ensures that Qt will always be available under LGPL 2.1 and LGPL 3.0 licenses. Even if DJI decide, or any other company who owns Qt's trademark, decides to not release Qt under open source license anymore, KDE Free Qt Foundation have right to release Qt under BSD-style license or any other open source license. So we are a little running out of time. So let's say that this screen presents that Qt is complete technology. It has API for multimedia, mentioned Qt Quick module, who makes possible to create fluid user interface and user experience. It has web bindings, there is Qt WebKit module and Qt Web Engine. Qt WebKit module enables us to use WebKit 2, and Qt Web Engine is meant to be engine agnostic, but currently uses Blink Web Engine. We also have Qt QML, Qt SQL, and many, many others. Thanks to the fact that Qt is complete, many people create many add-ons on top of the Qt frameworks. Let's name a few. Qt DBus, Qt Positioning, API, C++ and QML, Qt Quick API for maps and geolocation integration, Qt Sensors, Bluetooth, NFC, WebSockets. WebSockets is community add-on, as well as Qt Serial Port, and many, many others. Now let me say a few words about Qt for Tizen project. Qt for Tizen project was founded by me and Jarosław Stanik in May 2013, and initiative is addressed by developers and to developers. The main goal is to enable Qt for third-party developers related to Tizen ecosystem, and also the project founders. In Qt for Tizen project, I'm responsible for development, build system, integration and releases, and Jarosław is responsible for contact with the community, maintaining the blog and community channels. Here I would like to thank you, Leon Navi, because without his support it wouldn't be possible, I believe, to bring Qt to Tizen. Because you all should know that for the first few months we didn't have access to Tizen developer device, and it was like I was building Qt binaries, sending them to Leon. Leon was testing, giving feedback, and the process was repeated again and again. So Leon, thank you very much for your support. Let's see a few achievements of Qt for Tizen project. Here we can see famous Qt 5 cinematic experience running on both Tizen developer devices, RD210 and RDPQ. Qt 5 cinematic experience is an example of fluid user interface and user experience available for developers who use Qt Quick technology. Here we can see curtain effect. It is shader applied on some Qt Quick element, Qt Quick item. On the bottom, you can see some fog. I don't know if it is easy to see, but fog is created using Qt Quick particles module. You can see the star tail. Star is the source of the light, which changes the appearance of the screen. Next, after I believe Tizen 2.1 was released, the Tizen native resources like images and design documents was available under Apache license so that we could use them. Qt Quick has Qt Quick controls module. It is a set of controls for Qt Quick technology. The controls can be styled. So using Tizen native resources, I was able to create Tizen look and feel for Qt Quick controls module. We can see here checkboxes, buttons, progress bars, sliders, tab bars, date picker, and so on. And we can also see Tizen native have support for two themes, black and white. We also managed to provide that support, as you see, using this page effect, and it can be changed in runtime. When Tizen App Challenge was announced, many Qt developers started to interest in Tizen. Many Qt developers contacted and tried to submit their existing applications to Tizen App Store. So many of the developers have new ideas, new innovative ideas, and wanted to use Qt and submit applications for Tizen App Challenge. You can see here open source application Source of Tale. It's massive multiplayer online RPG game. And thanks to Qt for Tizen project, it was possible to run the application as we see on Tizen RDP Qt device. Also worth to mentioning is integration with Tizen sensors. We managed to implement Tizen backend for RDP Qt device and expose it using common API for Qt Quick and Qt Widget and C++ layer for Qt applications. Another achievement was possible thanks to the fact that Qt Creator, the Qt-based IDE, is open source project. That's why we was able to create Tizen plugin, and the plugin makes possible to build Qt application, to create Tizen TPKs packages, to deploy those packages to the device. Also, regarding IVI and Tizen Common support, Qt Creator integration enables even remote debugging. I'm currently a maintainer of 12 Qt repositories within Tizen ecosystem, and the repositories are, thanks to those repositories, we can create almost 100 Qt packages. So you can pick all the small, minimal, complete subset you want and use in your Tizen profile. What are the future challenges of Qt for Tizen project? Full Qt Creator integration, including remote debugging. The automotive message broker Qt Quick plugins. One very important thing is helping developers with Tizen Store compliance issues. Many developers contact me and ask about it. The other idea is bringing Qt Web Engine to Tizen, delivering Qt Wayland Compositor API, and most importantly, the future belongs to you, because you only can choose what is the future of Qt in Tizen. So could you please ask some questions? I forgot to mention that I have two t-shirts to give away, so feel free to ask questions. First two people will be awarded. Yes, please. The thread on Tizen compliance mailing list has been started, I think, a few weeks ago, and we're trying to solve it. The application which was submitted to Tizen Store was suspended because of using X11 API. It could be only some kind of overlooking, but it could be more. Anyway, we need to solve the issue. We need to contact the people and bring Qt to Tizen Store. Many people, especially currently, contact me from Russia, where the Tizen will be released in a month or two, have their application from Migo times. They hardly want to submit those applications to Tizen Store. Yes? I believe it's for Qt for Tizen project, it's out of scope regarding my work, because I think I forgot to say that it is fully my free time activity, you know. But anyone who is interested in it, you can join and support Python bindings for Qt in Tizen. Yes? I would like to... I would prefer not to talk about DJI, because, you know, I'm from the open source part of project, and if you have any questions to DJI, I propose to ask them. It depends the license you choose. In Tizen, it is LGPL 2.1 license, so yeah, it's free. It's almost free to use. The Qt project, who delivers open source version of Qt, everything what is delivered by Qt project can be used under open source licenses. Yes. Yes, for Tizen Mobile, it's X11. It means Tizen 2.2.1. Yes, in Tizen 3.0, Tizen Mobile 3.0, Tizen AVI 3.0, and Tizen Common 3.0 is based on Wayland plugin, and Qt runs there smoothly. So Wayland plugin is also supported as well, yes. Currently, Leon and Felipe Koval are working on running Tizen Common on ARM devices. So you can try it there, Wayland support on ARM device. Currently, you can't try it on RDPQ device because there is no, as far as I know, there is no image which boots on RDPQ device and no Tizen 3.0 image. Yes, please.
Okay. So just an announcement. I think there is a lot of people who are talking about Tizen and ARM, and it will be possible to make a meetup tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And our booth, AOC21, you will find out if you look for him, there is a little board running Tizen Common and ARM and Wayland. Okay, that's it. Any more questions? Yes, please. I wasn't saying that. I was saying about bringing Qt Wrapper Engine to Tizen. So, Qt Wrapper Engine uses Bloom. If I can see you. So, could you be please a little louder? To be honest, I don't know the exact IRC code in Qt Wrapper Engine, but I would bet that this is that way, the using Blink library linking to Blink library. It's only an idea for future. You know, it was not research about it. Any research about it wasn't having been done. So, no more questions. So I would like to thank you very much for your time and I really encourage you to use Qt in Tizen and I would like to wish you a very nice day and many other interesting presentations. Thank you once again. Thank you. And of course,